Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. From Matthew chapter 26. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. This is the gospel of the Lord. Would you like to sit down? I'm going to invite Gurdiv, please, to come forward. And let's just pray as we begin. Father God, we thank and praise you for this time together. And we thank you for the work of Action for Children. Help us, Lord, to take the heart to call to the call to action, to make disciples in your name. And we pray for their work, that they may be a blessing to those children and families they meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Does this thing work? Thank you. So, good morning, as Reverend Jay said, I'm from Action for Children, Gurdiv Bal, and I'm a regional fundraiser. As you can tell by my accent, it's not a nice accent like you local people here. I'm Warsaw born and bred, but I do really know Newcastle really well because both my children went to Keele University, so used to going up and down that motorway. So last June, I thought that's it, a few years done. Then the younger one decided to do another year and do masters. So I'm still up and down the M6. So really know Newcastle really well. People are very friendly. My kids sort of like got to know the locals really well as well. So it is a great place. And thanks again for your welcome today. So it's great to be here at Holy Trinity Church in Chesterton. I do apologise, as I was saying to Reverend Jay earlier, this presentation is focused a lot on Methodists because they founded us, but Reverend Jay said that is fine. So where it all began is with our founder Thomas Bowman Stevenson, and we used to be known as National Children's Home. People still sort of call us NCH. So when I got this job, I've been in the job about 15 months, I said to my friend, who's about 70, working for Action for Children, he said, "Who?" Then I said, "National Children's Home." He said, "Yeah, they're a big charity." So a lot of people know us as NCH. So we've been going around for sort of like over 150 years. That is there. Let me just see my sort of slide. Yeah. And there's a long history there. As I mentioned, of 150 years we've been going, and we're very much supported by the Christian community with our sort of work, and we're really, really, really grateful for everything you do. Reverend Jay mentioned you do fundraising for us, and we rely on those sort of funds, so thank you very much for all that. That's our sort of like vision, mission, values. So values are ambitious, passionate, collaborative, and inclusive. I've worked at a lot of charities, because I've worked in community fundraising most of my life, but this charity really are very inclusive and do take that seriously. So it's a great charity to sort of work for. And last year, this is the sort of latest figures we've got available. We helped 541,400 children. That was over 300 services in all four nations of the UK, so Northern Ireland, Wales, England, Scotland. So that map shows the services that exist UK-wide. As you know, across the road is Chestnut Lodge, and this is basically, we had Ofsted inspection, and they marked it as good. This is a place where disabled children and young people aged 8 to 18 can come and stay and have fun with their families and have a break. Young people get the opportunity to relax, have trips out, and meet new skills. And again, Reverend Jay said some of the staff come here, which is good to hear. Also locally, we've got Stoke Aiming High, and they provide short break services, one-to-one support for young people and children with disabilities in the Stoke-on-Trent area. So they're here to support disabled children and young people to fulfill their potential, providing quality services to support their individual needs. So that Aiming High service in Stoke offers fun, inclusive activities and short breaks for children and young people to the age of 18. And we work with Stoke-on-Trent various sort of agencies to deliver that. So that program helps children to build confidence, make friends and enjoy new experiences while giving families valuable time to rest and recharge. So this is our approach to service delivery, and this is the Solihull method. Basically, this is a multi-agency work approach to working, so we work together with various agencies. It's a complicated sort of slide, but it'll tell you the range of stuff we're involved with, including working prisons and nurseries, and so there's mental health support. There's a lot of things we're involved with. If you got access to the internet, you can sort of Google and put a postcode in, and it'll tell you where services exist throughout the UK. Because of time, I won't be playing this video. Otherwise, I'll be sort of going over. So I'll carry on to the next slide. As I mentioned, I'm in community fundraising. So this is support from the church community, individuals, community fundraisers, people taking part in various activities. So it's just not about fundraising. You're here as a sort of community promoting the work and name of Action for Children. So, and you're best placed to do that because obviously you talk to a lot of people. And so that's my sort of role in community fundraising is, as you mentioned, community can be a corporate, can be a school, it can be a women's institute, any sort of community group. And my job is to sort of steward them. And we take that very seriously, Action for Children, make sure people are provided. If they want materials or fundraising advice, they get that fantastic service from us. So this is more photographs. As you can see, sort of like afternoon teas are very popular, and cake bake sales. check presentations, and everybody, regardless of the sort of amount raised, we do sort of provide a certificate, and it's important sort of like when you send funds that you let me know so I can make sure you are properly sort of thanked as a church. So, next. More photographs. So, next year, London Marathon's held on a Sunday, but next year is a one-off. There's going to be a Saturday, and we did a business case to the organisers. Some charities got 10 places, some got none, some got 15, some got 20. We got 200 places because of the business case we put forward about the need for work that we do in Action for Children, 200 extra places, which means that is going to raise in excess of over £500,000 by fantastic fundraisers. Each person who does the London Marathon for us has a target of £2,600. So that is a great sort of achievement again. But I'm just saying we rely on so much good work, goodwill from people. I cover about a third of the country, so my patch starts at South Yorkshire, goes to Northamptonshire, all of east of England. But we're allowed to sort of travel about an hour and a half maximum to go to sort of do these presentations. This is the best bit of the job for me. As a person of faith, going to sort of churches and sort of meeting people, everywhere I receive a warm welcome, and thank you again to everybody for all your support and sort of allowing me to come today. So thank you very much. Thank you.